You check in, but you don't check out.
Megatron must be stopped, no matter the cost.
You got the touch. You got the power.
One shall stand, one shall fall. Why throw away your life so recklessly? That's a question you should ask yourself, Megatron.
No! I'll crush you with my bare hands!
I've got to help Prime!
Stay away, lad! That's Prime's fight!
No more, Optimus Prime! Grant me mercy, I beg of you!
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it? I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
No, you don't, Megatron!
Out of the way, Hot Rod!
Fall! Fall! Would have waited an eternity for this. It's over, Prime. Never!
Optimus, forgive me.
Mighty Megatron! Yeah. Astro Chain! Transform and get us out of here!
Don't leave me, Soundwave.
As you command, Megatron.
Hello, and welcome to this special DVD commentary from the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, TFG and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Doing very well.
This will actually take the place of the Mallrats episode for this week on MWire. It will be released also on All Things Transformers and the TFG1 podcast. And you guys might be saying, well, why the hell are they putting it on all three feeds? It's because we are doing a commentary on Transformers the Movie, the 1986 animated film. We both have the 20th anniversary DVD edition, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I will be watching it on a PS2. Steve will be watching it on a laptop. So we are going to sync this as best as we can, seeing as how we're not actually in the same room. And again, Mallrats and all that stuff for MWire, the Kevin Smith films, those will still be coming out in order. This will actually be episode 33.5 for MWire. I just have to get the Kevin Smith DVDs, and I haven't been able to do that yet. So there may be other DVD commentaries that MWire has. I don't know yet, at least until I can get those movies. Do we have anything else we want to say about this? Before we get started?
No, I think that's good.
Okay, now, are you watching the first, disc one or disc two version?
I am personally watching the widescreen edition.
Okay. I am watching.
You want me to throw in the full?
Well, it doesn't matter. I am watching the full screen edition because I have to get a new copy of this because for some odd reason my disc one sometimes won't play all the way through and it'll start skipping on me. So I know the disc two version works better. So I'm watching it in full screen. But as of right now, we should both have the main menu pulled up where it says play, scene selection, setup, bonus features. And it has alternating images of Transformers. Right now my screen has Rodimus and RC up.
Mine did have Optimus Prime and Interceptor. Now mine's at the same as yours.
Okay. So for those of you who are listening to this, we are hitting play now. You see a matrix?
Yep.
The gong!
Yes.
And everybody should be seeing DEC. I can't even read what the hell that says underneath what it says. I never knew at the time this was a Marvel film.
Yeah, I think I noticed it, but it didn't really
sink in.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that thing? That's not in Transformers lore. What the hell is that? Oh boy, they're introducing something new.
Yes. Giant planet with horns.
You know, if you took Unicron's ring off of him, his ring that goes around his planet that'll show him being energized later, if you took that off of him, he would just be a giant Death Star.
Pretty much.
Ooh, chemicals.
Yes, chemicals. Spilling. Planet exploding.
Obelisk, look! It's Unicron! Yeah, I can tell you right now, I'm probably going to be saying a lot of lines from this.
Yeah, it's a very easy movie to quote at this point in time, having seen it so many times.
Oh, yes.
And Unicron's digging in for a bite.
You know, he could almost be an equivalent to Tarantulas.
Yeah, with his little mandible things in the front and...
Yeah.
Wanted to take a bite out of crime. Of course, it's probably why they called Tarantulas the spawn of Unicron.
Could be.
Opened up his big jaws and now he's sucking the planet. It's like eating a big orange.
Munch it, munch it.
Boil it and mash it.
No. Shut up.
Well, that's what he did.
We can't sully this commentary with crap that we do on Beast Unleashed.
No, that's what he literally was doing.
Yeah.
I didn't say the other part.
Yeah.
And now the infamous Transformers theme intro.
And done by Lion, who apparently, according to the creators on the DVD special features for this 20th anniversary DVD, they said that at the time they wanted a rock soundtrack and they wanted an updated version of the cartoon theme. And apparently in 1986, Lion was the most famous band or most known band to do so. I had never heard of Lion before this movie.
Quite honestly, I haven't either.
And as the credits roll, we saw Eric Idle as being the voice of Wreck-Gar, Judd Nelson as Hot Rod.
Leonard Nimoy as Galvatron.
Yes, which is a role he does not even acknowledge he did. Bastard.
Robert Stack, Ultra Magnus. Yeah, I agree.
Rest in peace from Robert Stack. Lionel Stander as Cup.
I didn't know Robert Stack was dead.
Yep.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles, Unicron. Yep.
A week to the day after the shooting of the movie.
John Machida. He has the Guinness Book of World Records as being the fastest talker ever.
Didn't he voice him again in animated?
Yep.
Or is that his son?
No. Well, I'm not really sure if it's John Machida or if it's John Machida Jr. because I've seen it written both ways, so I'm not really sure. But it is the same guy from this and animated. Let me take their homeland. Oh, there's Laserbeak.
Spying on the Autobots construction units. Funny. I never noticed that before. Ironhide was looking in the camera and seeing a shockwave through one of the building windows.
Yep.
There goes Ironhide, all pumped.
Yep. In his minivan.
I want a TV like what Prime's looking through.
Nah. Yeah, it's funny. Michael and I mentioned on ToyCast 47 because he talked about G1 Ironhide and I talked about the Robot Heroes version of G1 Ironhide. The Ironhide toy from 1984 does not have a head.
Well, it does. It's just behind that glass windshield piece.
No, it does. There is no head. At all. It's just the windshield piece. They've made custom heads. The Encore version of it had where you could get a cardboard head and put it on top. So, but yeah, whatever.
Lame.
John and a lot of luck.
Laserbeak's going to tattle.
Mm-hmm.
Shockwave.
Like some of my other warriors, you never fail me.
And they show Starscream.
Yep. You know, when I was a kid, and even when I was a teenager, I always thought he said, playback Laserbeak's spy deeds. Of course, that's not what he said, but...
That's funny, those lines on the screen that it's showing. That's actually how an actual video camera records a picture.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
The fall of some classics. Makes you wonder how they went this long without Megatron just saying, you know, why don't I just blow their heads off?
Yeah, you know, I have a serious problem with this. Now, I love this movie, don't get me wrong. I have a serious problem with
this. Right in the shoulder. Okay, he's dead.
Yeah, he did get hit in the shoulder, but in the very beginning, as soon as they break in, right before Megatron says, die, Autobots, you hear Shockwave saying, Decepticons! Shockwave isn't even in this scene.
Well, it wouldn't be the first flub in the movie.
True.
Ratchet's dead.
Yeah.
So is Prowl. And Ironhide, for some reason, is still... Could be that Ironhide of his.
He does get shot in the face, but then again, he does fly back in the middle of the battle scene later. Braun is not dead, by the way. I'm sorry, he's not, because he showed up...
He got shot in the shoulder.
I know, but, you know, the whole point of this was saying, you know, their reasoning was, oh, well, Hasbro said they're coming out with a new toy line, and because this was written in the very first season of the cartoon, they had to kill off all the old toys. Oh, hey, it's Mini Spike.
Yeah, they had to find some way of moving the storyline along.
Well, they had to give, you know, somebody to Hot Rod to, or, you know, to introduce this whole new character.
True. Looks like a little, like,
guppy.
Tadpole to...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here comes the Hot Rod theme. Oh, can you say hello, Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah, they so stole that.
Yep.
Well, actually...
No, they did.
Well, when was Back to the Future 2?
Because
that's when he got it.
Oh, that's right, 88.
So they actually stole it from this.
Oh. Repeat, Daniel, when you can see everything from Lookout Mountain. I found out, on the DVD, on the disc one, you can watch the Autobot Matrix of Leadership trivia game where it shows, like, VH1 pop-up video stuff. Lookout Mountain is a actual place. It is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's just one of Hot Rod's differentiating transformations.
Yeah, he transforms many different ways.
I always liked him when I very first saw him because of this, the whole X-ray spy thing.
That's never been used since.
Is what?
That's never been used since.
Oh boy, don't even get me started. I know, but...
It's kind of like Autobot Flight.
Yeah.
Squish.
Down, Autobrat.
He looks like he's going to blow away Hot Rod.
Go Cup!
Timer.
Look at that flip.
And Hot Rod just stood there, like, what do I do? And Cup's like, you move.
You know, I see myself as Hot Rod, and I see Michael Wilson as Cup.
See who is Cup?
Michael Wilson.
Yeah. That's probably why, you get on his nerves about some things.
And he gets on my nerves about some things. Also an interesting note, Autobot City was originally supposed to be deemed Fortress Maximus, and then they changed it to Metroplex.
Oh, good thing they did.
Yeah. We're outnumbered, you green bastard. Die in a fire. This is the other reason why RC and Hot Rod should be together. They have the same damn ability. But that green bastard has to come between them. Fucking piece of puking shit.
Well, he won't be there much longer.
Well,
it's debatable, but I think he died. Not in this movie, but
yeah.
That's pretty cool how it just folds up.
Yep.
It's like piece of armor after piece of armor after piece of armor.
Yep.
Starscream really shows he's got balls here.
Yeah.
Of course, if he would have stayed down there, he would have been safe.
Just goes to show you how stupid Starscream is.
But he decided for once not to be a coward. Isn't this funny, huh? How many cannons are coming out right here, and yet, and huge amounts of armor, and yet the Decepticons still get the upper hand?
Yeah, the perception on that shot of Megatron shooting the thing, I know he's in the air, but it makes it look like that he is like 10 times large and the door is like extremely small.
Like Spike should be walking through it.
Yeah. The Insecticons are in our way. Wrong. There are way in.
Road bump.
Boom. Speed bump.
Crunch dead.
Interesting enough, Bombshell was not in there. Rumble, Thundercracker. I missed Ironhide. I didn't see him. But I know he's there in that shot just a second ago. And yay, Blaster.
Prime on Moonbase 1. Alright. Cover your receptors, Perceptor.
It's funny, it transforms and then it plugs them in.
Let's see, Autobot City. Really taking a bounding. I don't know how much longer we can hold out. Jetlag transmission.
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage, Rat Bat, Eject, Operation, Interference.
This is the first time you see Rat Bat, too.
Yep.
Which he uses a lot post-movie.
He took the place of Laserbeak, yeah. Shells?
You really don't see the other ones anymore after that, for the most part.
Well, you see Rumble and Frenzy sometimes.
It's not as much.
Yeah.
No way, two can play.
Save yourself. Two can play.
Sick 'em.
Now. Sick 'em.
You know, I wish they would have done a whole episode with just the cassettes.
They didn't, Headmasters.
No, fuck Headmasters. I'm talking about in G1, I wish they would have done a whole episode with the cassettes fighting each other.
Yeah, it gave them a little bit of character depth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Blur's hilarious here. He's just complaining about everything, and then he's shooting it through all the windows.
Yep.
Autobot City's really looking like crap at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, do you know who those two are?
Huffer.
Nope, that wasn't Huffer. That's Windcharger and Wheeljack.
Oh, yeah. Never shows either one of them die, but Wheeljack ends up back in later. Incarnations of this.
Well, Brainstorm, yeah.
Well, I mean, he actually comes back.
This always pissed me off. I know they're trying to appeal to kids, but why the hell is a little boy gonna put his back and his ass up against a fucking rocket launcher? Makes no fucking sense. That kid's not gonna be able to move the thing.
Well, especially with three Transformers pushing it, or four, and not being able to actually budget much.
Merge for the kill. Look.
Devastator.
Interesting note, and everybody knows this, but the only reason why Menasor and none of the other, Menasor and Superion and all them weren't in this was because, again, they wrote this in season one, and Devastator was the only one available. Well, you can die, you green bastard.
Firecracker. That tickles.
Yeah.
You think they'd have some bigger missiles. Watch out.
You'd think they'd have a defense against crap like that. There's Huffer, right there next to Perceptor.
Oh, yeah. Another one of the never-seen-agains.
Yep.
Fences are broken. Let the slaughter begin.
Also, as of note,
we're missing a Dinobot too, Snarl.
Yeah, only four shown. Actually, I haven't actually been able to do this, but if you pause on a scene later in the movie, not obviously now we're doing the commentary, but if you're just watching this. Oh, Sludge had a Looney Tunes moment.
Balls popped out.
Yep. Later in the movie, when Hot Rod and the rest of them are coming back in that corkscrew-looking ship, if you pause it on the screen just enough, you will see Snarl. Must be stopped, no matter the cost. Dun, dun, dun. You got the touch. And enter Stan Bush. Well, we already heard Dare, but... this was his famous 80s song. There's Swoop. For a second there, I thought he was going to hit Blitzwing, but then you see Thrust. Boom! You know, technically, they should all be dead, not just wounded, bastards.
Yeah, Prime's a pretty much dead-on shot.
Yeah. Why throw away your life so recklessly?
It is Prime's fight, little... friggin' stupid Hot Rod.
Shut up. I never saw where Cup was when he was talking to him, though.
Off screen.
Okay. I thought he was, like, up above when Hot Rod was running up those stairs.
No cannon for you.
Yeah, but I got a razor blade, bitch. Or...
take that, Prime.
Laser sword. I never understood how, you know, cutting him in the headlight... well, I guess you could equivalent it to his rib, but...
it's supposed to be like a symbolism of chopping him, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, slicing a rib or something.
Prime again gets the upper hand and throws Megatron by the head. Prime shouldn't have even talked to him. She just shot him in the face.
Yeah, but that's not... this is not ROTF Optimus.
No, that's why this one is more liked. Yeah. He's not like, give me your face.
This shot right here, I love this shot of Optimus pointing, you know, waving the gun. Oh... this shot right here where his leg kicks up, I started crying when I was 6 years old as soon as I saw that.
When I was younger.
That, well, when he fell, as soon as I saw him fall, I'm like, oh crap.
It's over, Prime.
Never.
Background looks so fake here.
Yeah.
I love that hit, though, that he did to Megatron. Boom, yep. Boom, bang.
Hey. I always loved Astro Train. Astro Train was one of my favorite Decepticons. He's so cool.
Little cassette carrying his cannon.
He turned the time.
See, if they would have just called Prime to begin with and been like, yeah, a bunch of Decepticons are flying in, Prime would have been like, okay, I'll be right there. That's why they should have cloned him.
You know, that's the only problem I have with Astro Train's shot. His transformation, he flips upside down, so all the Decepticons should have flipped upside down.
Yeah, they should have crashed into each other inside.
Yep.
That's because you're not Ratchet. Perceptors, no Ratchet.
Ah, the introduction to the huge plot device.
Yeah, that'll forever haunt Transformers history.
I like the Matrix leadership. I don't care what anybody says. It's awesome.
I liked it too, but it's just a plot device in every show since.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned Transformers lay eggs.
I love this. This is so cool to see this.
They have all that nice little detail inside the masterpiece, right?
Yeah, I know. Day till all are one. I hated this. Now that I know that they were doing this, but that's foreshadowing right there. Why not just, I mean, I know it's a whole point of plot to give it to Magnus and have him go through what he went through, but why not just let Hot Rod fucking keep it now and just figure everything, but anyway. And Magnus already had a Matrix in his chest before he puts it in.
He has a double compartment. He should have gave the fake one to the Decepticons. And like, here you go. Go away. Leave me. I'm a coward. And Prime's dead. And he fades to black.
I was going
to
say, he's not dead yet until he fades to black. Or gray or whatever.
Charcoal.
Yeah. Graphite.
Unicron's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Instant replay. Wah!
Jettison some weight, or I'll never make it to Cybertron! Have it.
There's shockwaves in there. Oh no, it wasn't shockwave, it was blitzwing, but it looked just like shockwave from behind.
Yeah. Oh, how it pains me.
To do this. Wait, I still function. Starscream.
If he would have just kept Megatron in there, he wouldn't have had an issue.
Constructicons form Devastator. Most powerful robot. We should rule.
Superior constructed
Constructicons inferior.
Who are you calling inferior? If he likes an uncharismatic fool like you.
He said boar. Uncharismatic. Unite! No way.
How would they have enough room to have Devastator in there?
I don't.
Astrotrain
is
the same height as everybody else.
I know, but
I
don't know. They had to show the infighting.
You're like, I'm gonna pull over right here and let somebody out if you don't stop. Unicron's gonna eat him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you woke him up.
I always liked that image of scratching on it on the horn there. That was cool.
Blow him away.
You know what I'd like to see? I know this will never happen, but I would have loved to have heard or been in the same room with Frank Welker and Leonard Nimoy doing Megatron Galvatron at each other.
That would have been funny to see.
That would have been awesome to see. But then again, Leonard Nimoy is a dick and he doesn't even acknowledge that he did this role.
I like the final shots of Megatron here. They actually have, like, a lot of detail in them.
Oh, yeah, the transformation. And, yeah.
Well, even that, the transformation was badass, too. But this stuff right here.
Oh, okay. A new body, a new troops to command, and nothing.
Notice on the edge of Unicron, like in the silver, it's got, like, what looks like SR and some other letter. It's gone here, but it was in the last few scenes of right in this area. I wonder what the significance was of that, because it was in the last few scenes.
Could be somebody's initials. Now, notice Megatron. He hardens, and he goes clear. So his battle damage is gone. And now the trans... I love... This amazed me.
They ripped his shell off. They're melting him down, creating him, getting rid of his primitive parts.
Behold, Galvatron. Head on over to tfg1podcast.wordpress.com and look for my mystery revealed blog post, because I took painstakingly took images, screen caps of all these shots, trying to figure out who got changed into who. So there is no more confusion of who became who.
Well, Thundercracker's Scourge.
Yep.
Which I can duplicate the voice of Scourge, but...
Not Thundercracker.
Ew. Thundercracker's too difficult for me.
Yeah. Every other Autobots until the Matrix has been destroyed.
What was the point of even having... Well, Nimoy do the voice for him if he's not going to do it past the movie.
They wanted star power for this.
Okay, and they kept people that sounded just like the other guys, whereas they changed Galvatron completely in season 3.
Well, that's because Nimoy wouldn't do it anymore.
I don't think Nimoy ever had the intention of going past the movie.
No.
Did you see all those golden, what looks like Decepticon leaders of the past?
Yeah.
When supposedly Megatron was the founder of the Decepticons, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll pause and wait and see what this is.
My coronation!
Coronation, Starscream? This is bad comedy.
Here's a hint.
That's one of the reasons why I like Galvatron.
Because he says, all right, enough's enough.
He finally did something. Say what you want about him in Season 3 and in Rebirth, but he finally, Megatron, Galvatron, whatever, they're the same guy, finally did something right and killed Starscream.
Will anyone else attempt to fill his shoes?
Galvatron.
Could have just said, I don't want to be Galvatron, I want to be Megatron. 2.0.
It's feasting time.
Yummy, yummy, in my tummy. Last time you see Casey Kasem do a voice in Transformers.
Yep. What I want to know is, where the fuck is Hot Rod in this scene? We see everybody except Hot Rod.
Grinning by Prime's dead body.
What?
I'm saying he's probably grieving next to Prime.
Oh. Ignition and hit.
And the gravity well sucks them back in. They still kept some of the Season 1 guys, such as the Dinobots, Bumblebee, Cliffjumper, Jazz.
Yep.
Not very many, but Spike doesn't really count. He's not a robot. He's just a wannabe.
Well, he was a robot at one point, but that didn't work out too well.
Where's Spike's dad?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where the fuck is Sparkplug? That's one thing they never carried over.
It's like he never existed at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
He was there until the end of Season 2, and then nothing.
Yep.
But I think they're kind of insinuating he's dead. Like Megatron sat on.
Shit, what are we going to do now?
The first swear word in the Transformers franchise. Migraine.
Ow, my eyeball! I belong to nobody. Hey, look, gold Decepticon insignia.
Foreshadowing for shattered glass.
No, that was red.
I know, but it's different.
Yeah, true. I love that ship.
They never carried that over either.
Yeah, they did.
Not for very many episodes, though.
No, not for very many episodes, but it does make an appearance in Season 3.
Kind of like Unicron's various showings.
Yeah.
I just got this feeling it blows up big robots.
Galvatron will crush you just like Megatron crushed Prime. You'll die trying just like Megatron.
Yeah,
Hey, look! Scourge's head popped up! This should be the couple, not that green bastard.
Now you see that she really wants him.
Well, yeah. Poor Blur. Grimlock, not nice, Dino. Me bash brains.
I'll get you for that.
You know, that shot of the sweeps just now, before, before Grimlock fires on them as they're flying in, they almost look like Decepticon symbols.
I can see that resemblance.
It's important to get out of here. Posters for Cybertron Sync. Talk about petrol rabbits.
He reminds me of a dog.
Yeah.
Sticking its head in your face with its paws.
Yeah, it's that giant German shepherd.
It's like, tell me a story and throw a bone for me to fetch.
What the fuck does that even mean, you dumb green bastard? You can't fucking walk in space without a fucking exosuit or spacesuit or whatever, you dumb green bastard. Now, how the hell did she get left out there? What the hell? That made any damn sense.
Because Springer was an asshole.
Well, yeah, and his hand is like 4 times the size of hers. He probably just crushed her hand.
And he's touching her butt right there in her arm.
Yup. Green bastard.
Yeah, the fun part for him. And they're off away from the Earth, abandoning Metroplex. He don't even care, he's been punched in the face. He just lays there and wants to hear the good part. Star Wars, anyone?
Yeah, I know it.
That's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, they thought ahead when they designed these ships, unlike the Ark.
Yeah, and the other thing that really pisses me off about this is Cyclonus does not have a speaking role in this, even though he is credited in the credits, but he never talks.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He did during the coronation.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He told Galvatron that remember we belonged to him.
No, that was one of the sweeps that did that.
I call shenanigans. Anyways.
Wolf, I'll get you a screen cap after we do this, because I know it was one of the sweeps, because it was one of those nasally kind of voices like this.
Here we go. Saucer separation. That's where Star Trek got it. Believe it or not, Transformers influences other kinds of sci-fi. Boring. Another awesome track for the Transformer movie.
Yep.
Fish planet.
Slang. Anybody.
All I had was one more, or two more Dinobots to say, instead of anybody.
Okay, now this is the only time we see the razor blade.
It was a plot device.
This is like his 27th different transformation.
That's because Hot Rod likes to switch things up.
There you go. Okay, now, this is not the only time we see him use the guns. I did see, and I did get a screen cap of him using the guns in Season 3, so whoever told me, or wherever I read it, that someone said that this is the only time he uses his arm guns is wrong.
Yeah, I knew he used them in Season 3. You're blind now. Why would a robo-octopus need...
ink?
Yeah.
It was a squid, not an octopus, but...
whatever. It's an eight-legged freak. Looks like a floating island.
Yep. Ha! He got hit right in the fucking head, you moron. they just randomly have one of Spike's old exosuits in the ship that they escaped in. And last time we saw Spike on Cybertron or in space, he didn't need no damn exosuit when he and Carly went up there. Stranger, enough for you. Offer expires while you wait. Operators are standing by. That one's awesome right there, how he does that. Weep, grano, weep, ninny bong. Now, without making any sudden movements, I'll offer them an Energon goodie. Expensive. They'll reciprocate. Yes.
Very expensive.
No more.
Damn it, we're hungry. These guys starve us.
He's driving on two wheels. Your place reminds you of someplace else.
This is a pointless, like, judge and jury system. Yeah, it doesn't matter what they say, they kill them.
Yeah, it's all backwards. Krennic survived, wow.
He survived for now.
Well, I meant he survived Unicron's eating of his planet.
You were the weakest link. Good. Bye.
Ooh, that is shocking.
burning baloney.
The most annoying character in Transformers history.
Oh. Well, Daniel takes the cake as well. Especially once you team them up in Season 3.
Although I prefer these guys over any of the humans in later shows.
No, the Dinobots?
No, I'm saying Wheelie and Daniel I'd prefer over any of the humans in the other shows.
Nah.
Other than...
Oh, you're talking about like that bastard Kicker. Okay, yeah.
Like any of the Unicron trilogy I hate.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Red.
This has got to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's an exosuit. It's supposed to be like a robotic spacesuit. How the fuck can the damn thing transform?
One of Wheeljack's final inventions, maybe?
What?
The exosuit.
I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. Although it's funny that exosuit makes another appearance with Daniel later in Season 3.
Yeah. It's the finger holes, Ultra Magnus! See, the sweeps look like Decepticon symbols.
Stretching, fall over, boom. Lots of pieces.
Master, with this,
I shall make you my slave.
You need to work on your Unicron impression, buddy.
I know. I don't do Unicron anyway. Nobody can copy really worse than Wells.
Who would want to try?
I don't know. It's like, why don't you just spare me this bullshit and just say, yeah, feed him to the shark kinds.
Well, let's hold a demolition derby. I love this.
Hmm. I like how badly they beat up the Sharktacons. Sharktacons are like, yeah, I'd rather not go after these guys.
Yeah.
They're like, it doesn't look too promising.
I love that flip. I love Hot Rod's flip there. That's so awesome. Yeah, look, there are a lot more of those cracking things.
He's got a mace.
Where the fuck did he get the mace?
He tore it off one of the Sharktacons.
Oh, the tail, the plug. Okay, yeah. Oh, you hit me in the teeth. And all the other ones, like, just shake, claw. Oof! Talk about a makeover. Execute them!
I love this. Squish. Tentacles. Dinobots are like, we're hungry.
Excuse me.
Mach 1 to munch metal. Where the hell is that damn camera? Is it on his tongue?
Could be. This is what you're eating.
Seafood.
That's funny. Giant wave.
You know, the thing is, Wheelie didn't look like, if you look at that last scene where Hot Rod bends down to meet him eye level, Wheelie doesn't look that small in comparison to Hot Rod.
No, but he was sitting on a Dinobot, so.
Well, yeah. I figure.
Run. I love the song, and I love this whole thing with Rengar.
Run, 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 run!
Take him down.
That's a handy get. Let's get them to stay down. That's the trick.
They just keep transforming into the motorcycles.
Yep. But you don't check out. Sword. That's the only good thing about that green bastard is he has a sword. Ooh, I'm going to run you over with my car that I can't get any traction on your junk planet. Okay, now this is the scene. If you pause it right there, if you get it in enough time, as they show the outside of the cockpit, you will be able to see Snarl.
That's wild.
It took me...
Like, oh, he's in the movie.
Yeah, it took me forever to even get it there.
I
Squid Grind?
Why are the Dinobots and everybody dancing?
I don't know. Smashed up print, 90-day warranty.
Good thing.
This is something that pissed a lot of people off. How can you let Optimus Prime die, put Ultra Magnus back together, put some water on him, and he's back alive?
Oh, it wasn't water. It was car wax.
Well, whatever. All alive. It's gone. Unicron. His friend Zack now. Destroy Unicron. Kill the Grand Poobah. Ain't even the toughest thing. Junkion Planet is sleek, sexy import with turbo handling. What I want to know is, how is it that everybody else in this movie, outside of the Transformers, or, well, the Autobots, knows who the hell Unicron is?
Because apparently they weren't that well educated.
Mm.
They just know how to fight Megatron and his group. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Decepticon, you fool.
It's the finger holes, Galvatron! You underestimate me, Galvatron.
The most awesome giant transformation in Transformers history.
Yeah. If Rebirth wasn't done by crappy Canadian animators, I would have said that the Fortress Maximus transformation was cool as hell, too. But no, this is easily the best, like, supreme class transformation ever. That's the last you see of Shockwave.
Never officially dies, though.
No, but I mean, I don't remember him in Season 3 at all.
No. Bottoms up.
That's what we're going to find out. Immersion under 5 years. Section guaranteed. Okay, Darth Vader, you can stop now.
It's funny the ship goes in and then you never see it again. It must have just pierced something else in his brain.
They didn't. I always was scared to death of these things.
Unicron has special little tentacles in his belly. It's called antibiotics.
And again, Galvatron's color scheme continues to change.
Yeah, he keeps changing from like blue and purple and
gray
to white.
Right, but it hardened a little bit when the last torture happened a second ago. He's standing on the planet. I can still shoot with my one eye.
Grimlock's like, I can still kick your butt.
Kick butt. You know, Swoop and Slag are the only two that actually did any damage.
Yeah, the other ones were pretty much useless.
Mm-hmm. He actually licks his stomach.
He's like, tummy ache?
I love that shot of RC. That's so cool with the gun.
Oh, yeah.
What I want to know is where the hell did Springer, RC, and Cup go? I mean, we know where Daniel went, obviously, but they don't show up again until the end.
Apparently, they didn't go very far.
I don't know. Ew, acid.
Almost looked like Ironhide.
I'm assuming this is meant to be stomach acid, but why would it have a container and a cover?
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense for a cover. Unless he transforms and he didn't want to have it, spill all over himself when he flies.
I don't know. The insides of robots are way different than the insides of humans, but I mean, I'm assuming that is meant to be stomach acid.
Well, I have no idea about that.
Not
probably, though.
Hey, Galvatron. Boom! Right in the face. I love this scene. This is just so great.
Hit by a car.
Headlights really hurt.
Blinding. This is funny. Just holds on to him and then strangles him.
Yep. Autobots. You know, we've had three exploding transformations in this movie. I just now noticed it. You had Optimus in the beginning when Blitzwing and everybody's shooting him. His trailer explodes and he doesn't even make the transforming sound. Then Ultra Magnus. Now.
Then you. Pity you, Autobots, die so easily.
Sense of satisfaction now. Arise, Rodimus Prime.
Optimus Prime's last quote of the movie.
Yep. But what I was saying was, you got Optimus in the beginning exploding out of his trailer. You've got Hot Rod exploding as he's driving away, transforming when Galvatron shot him a second ago. And then when Hot Rod shoots back at him as Galvatron's in cannon mode, he explodes into robot mode. Galvatron's on his way.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense.
You know. See? It's the finger holes, Ultra Magnus.
Even Hot Rod could figure it out.
Darkest Hour. Okay, now his brain exploded, his leg pops off, but his brain exploded. How can he still talk? You cannot destroy my destiny!
Because he's got a secondary one.
Oh, that's stupid.
It blew a fuse.
See, it's like, where the hell did they come from? Where did they go when it flooded earlier? Look. Famous last words. Transform and roll out.
How much potential? He didn't know. Who knew he'd become a prime?
Destroy my destiny.
The Cybertronian Wars, as we march forward to a new age of peace and happiness, till all are one.
And they all chanted.
Yes.
Welcome to our cult.
And thus ends the movie. They have regained Cybertron. Which, surprisingly, doesn't look as bad as it did in the actual Season 1, Season 2.
Yeah, it looks a lot better. And then you get to see Unicron's head floating in orbit as the new moon.
Yep.
And the end credits start.
Yes, they do. So we will be stopping the commentary now. We are currently seeing the cast and credits roll by. So I am going to hit stop on mine. You know, I really love this movie. I'm not going to really talk about it too much because obviously we've already kind of spoken on it with the whole episode 16 of TFG1. But just overall, one of the best animated movies ever.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah. I mean, it's one of my favorite... It actually is my favorite Transformer movie of all time.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's just an awesome, awesome animated movie.
Yes, it is. So this ends the three-feet exclusive of the Transformers, the 1986 movie DVD commentary for all things Transformers, the TFG1 podcast, and MWire episode 33.5. We will see you next time.
First Prime, then Ultra Magnus, and now you. It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the touch! You got the...
Arise, Rhymus Prime.
Optimus.
Yeah!
No.
This is the end of the road, Galvatron.
After all is said and done, you never walked, you never run, you're aware. Got the rules, you know the street. Break the rules, take the heat, you're nobody's fool.
Now, light our darkest hour.
Let this mark the end of the Cybertronian Wars as we march forward to a new age of peace and happiness. Till all are one!
Till all are one!
You got the power!